And thank you for giving me this privilege and honor to be with you this morning and to share from God's word. Our service is going on simultaneously. I have just adjusted the time so that as soon as I finish speaking here, I'll go and join there. And I'm so glad to be here. I'm also praying for Pastor Chandran and family as they're recovering. And as many of us are struggling and we are hearing all kinds of news about people around us in our families and friends, it's a time that God wants to shape his church. That's what I want to bring to the church this morning. Let's look to the Lord. Thank you, Father, that you made it possible for us to be in the land of the living and be in fellowship together this morning to hear your word, listen to your voice, and understand the meaning and purpose, Father, why we are here. I pray, Father, that you bless DBF Dwarka, every member of it, Lord, that they will be strengthened and encouraged during these times that we are in. And Lord, we will hear your still small voice that is speaking to us through the upheaval around us. Help us, Lord, not to miss out on that voice and hear it clearly, what you are saying to your body. Thank you once again, Father, for this morning that we can be here. Anoint your servant with your spirit. Let your voice be heard through him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the passage that was read to us, very theological, but I'm not going into all aspects of that. Ephesians chapter 1, 5 to 23. Actually, when you see, it is talking about Paul's gladness in hearing the news about this church and about their love for God and all that. And then he mentions about who Christ is and what we are in him and his great power and the strength and the raising up of Christ and all that thing. And then comes verse 22, the second part of verse 22. And he says, I'll read verse 22 fully. And God placed all things under his feet, that is referring to Jesus Christ, under his feet, and appointed him to be head. Now, we know Jesus is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and he is going to be the one who establishes the kingdom of God for the millennial rule in future and all that. But he is at this point appointed to be a head, okay, over everything for the church, for the sake of the church. So that means, you know, this, the church timeline as a body of Christ, while we are on this planet, is still he comes and takes up his church. Till that point, we are existing as his body. And verse 23 says that, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. So this body is the fullness of him. This body that is the church is the fullness of Christ. Now, that's a big thing to grasp. You know, the church that we are is the fullness of Christ. And that is something remarkable for us to recognize and grasp. And that will help us, Lord, why you have, in your wisdom, allowed the church to see such a time as this. What is your deal? What's the idea? What is it that you are doing? We know you don't make a mistake, and definitely you have some reason, and you have seen it way, way back, that your body will be existing while this thing will be allowed by you. Okay, so last year, actually, I think since the month of May, I started taking a series on end times. And that helped me personally so much, because while doing the series, actually, I have not completed the series. I have taken around 20 sermons in that on and off. primarily from the book of Daniel and a little bit on Revelation, actually, just 4 or 5 sermons I have done on Revelation. I'll be doing a little bit so that people don't get bored on one subject only. But that thing helped me to understand that the life of the church, that church starts the moment Jesus resurrects and the Holy Spirit comes and fills all those who believe in Jesus. And from that time onwards, the church exists as the body of Christ, and it will continue to exist as the body of Christ till it is taken up, okay, at the time of rapture. But God had seen that his church has to exist while he will allow the pandemic to happen. And all the pandemics that has happened, all kinds of wars that have happened already in the past, God has a reason that he allows. Now, when he allows such a thing, he is also wanting to see that the fullness of him, which is in the church, is reflected. The fullness of Christ. Imagine if Christ is here as a person, historical human being, like he was 2,000 years back, how he would respond, how he would react to this pandemic in 2021. And that's exactly what God expects of his church, to be responding and reacting with, because his spirit lives in us. His spirit is poured out onto the church. And that's why we have to make sure we reflect Christ in this pandemic. And last week, I took the part of this sermon, and I will be touching this passage and something more, 1 Thessalonians 5:11 also. You know, last week I realized many of our members, and I'm sure that will be true for every church right now in India, many of our members were very low and fearful, anxious. Not that they were sick, they were not. They were not affected with COVID, but something is pulling them down. And I realized there is a very important thing to be done in the church, in the body of Christ, and that is people need encouragement and strength. And remember, this is not the job of pastor alone. Of course, pastor has this responsibility to encourage the church in midst of such a time. It's such a frightening time. In fact, 2020 was not as frightening as it is this year. And we have to play a role where we know, what are we as a church? Who am I as a Christian? What is my place in the body of Christ, in the local church, in DBF Dwarka? What is God expecting of me as a Christian placed in DBF Dwarka? I have taken some of these thoughts from a pastor from Orchard Evangelical Free Church. His name is Colin Smith. Some of these thoughts are there, and there is this 4 or 5 pictures of fourth pictures of church, which are the false pictures of church that he paints. And I will just quickly touch on that. First, there is this understanding of church as a gas station, a petrol pump. Okay. What do we do there? We go there to refuel. Okay. So for some people today, I'm talking about Christians. I mean, they might. Now, I'm not talking about nominal so-called Christian, born in Christian family Christians. I'm talking about people who are in Christ, who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but their whole understanding of church is not correct. Sometimes they think church is a place where I go to refuel. And of course, we all need refueling, and definitely church is a place for that as well. So church is a place where you go fill up your spiritual gas tanks when you are running low. And, you know, especially in times like this, attendance is good in the church because people know that there is a need and they need some fuel, some energy, and they make sure they are not missing out on the service on Sunday morning. Okay, that's one. So one of the ways they get it, okay, a good sermon will help me refuel, pull me out. Okay. And you can keep going for the weekend. I'm not talking about pandemic times alone. normal times also, people come, many people come to church just to get refueled for the week. Okay? That's one. There's another imagery of church that people have. Church as a theater. Not that it has theatrics in it, but a place where there is a kind of entertainment. I'm entertained. I love the time. You know, I love the songs. I love listening to the music. I love also some the sermons. I enjoy it, especially if sermons make me laugh and all those kind of things. And I also love meeting people after that. So it offers entertainment. It's a good hour and a half of escape. And especially if, you know, your seats are comfortable, you have an AC in the hall, what better place to be on Sunday morning, okay? Wonderful. That's one. But, you know, here people just want to, okay, forget all your problems for a moment and just get entertained. And you can go out smiling, more smiling than when you came in. The third is church as a pharmacy or a drugstore, where people come with a prescription to fill. Okay? There is a need and I want to meet that particular need. Okay? And I know what I'm going through and I just hope and wish that particular area of my life is dealt with. Or I am getting some solace, some strength, some answers, some comfort, some encouragement to the thing I am going through. Okay? So we come to the church as a place where I am treated. I am helped. Okay? All these three which I mentioned are definitely roles the church plays. But that is not the church alone, just when you come to get some of these things. And the fourth one, church as a retailer, where, you know, you can, you know, when I have to buy a grocery, I'm not sticking myself to one particular shop. I can go to sometime Big Bazaar, sometime to More, sometime to Reliance Fresh, sometime, you know, we can just go. I'm not like connected that I have to be in this particular retailer only. So some people look at church as a place where you can get some of the best products, okay, and for much less value. Actually, you get some of these good products and paying very less. You come here, you know, because church offers great service for a very low price. Children get some good programs. We have some great programs ministering to us, and some we get counseling also, we get encouragement, and we hardly pay anything close to what you would have paid to a counselor. And wow, what a wonderful place, a retailer where, and that's why when you have that understanding of church, you won't stick to one church because you can get it in any place. So when you are having that understanding of the church, one Sunday you are in one church, another Sunday you are in another church, that's the problem. Where we view church in some of these ways. Now, as I said, these are not wrong to expect some of these things to be met through the church, but that is when you think church is there to serve you and minister to you alone. And that's the wrong idea of the church. And the better idea of the church, a good picture of church is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm not going into the passage right now. Most of us are familiar with that, where Paul actually talks about the human anatomy to explain what the body of Christ is like. There are eyes, there are ears, there are hands, there are feet that are in the body. And they all play different roles, but they all play it for each other. Okay, and that's why we have to keep in mind that church is a place where I have a role to play. I don't go to get my needs met. Definitely that will be there, but I have a role to play as well. And that has to be very clear to the church, especially in times like this, What is my role now as the person in the body of Christ? I'm not talking about only of a local church, but as a universal church member. What is your role in this pandemic time as a Christian? And I'm not talking about social work alone. There is a whole lot of work that needs to be done in the body of Christ, within the body of Christ. You know, we are very good at going out and doing a lot of things, but we neglect the body itself. And we have a role. So as I said, when I realized the whole lot of our members are going low and disgraced and anxious and fearful, not that they were sick, I realized the church needs to be playing a role amongst each other, not just the pastor, not just the elders, and not just the ministry leaders, but every member has a role to play right now. And one of those roles is encouraging. And I want to touch that part about how I can play that role. Apostle Paul was a great encourager. You know, when he is in prison, he writes letters of encouragement. And that is, you know, so strange that a person within the prison is encouraging somebody who is out of the prison, who is out in the world free. In fact, that is the guy who should feel, oh, poor me, pity. You know, and I wish people are praying for me. I wish somebody calls me and encourages me. I wish somebody writes a letter, a message, and encourages me. No, he is not concerned about himself. He realizes that he has a role to play to encourage the body of Christ. So while he is in the prison, he is writing letters to people outside. And outside means church outside, and encouraging them. And we are living in a broken world where everything calls us toward being selfish, and that's what we have to fight. That I have to fight that human nature of being selfish, and I have to go out and look out for my brothers and sisters in Christ and how I can encourage them. Last week, I gave my congregation an assignment. I usually don't give assignments like this, but I gave it last week, and I gave them one full week to do, and I sent them the list of all the individual names and phone numbers. I said, you have to make phone calls to 7 people at least during this week, not to the people you always talk to and are very close to and friendly with in the church, but to others in the church. And your only job is to say, how are you doing? And to say, is there something I can pray for? Men to men, women to women. And you know, and I said, and they were all encouraged, and most of them have got back to me saying they could do that assignment. The reason I asked is, once we do that, we are strengthening each other. And when I see somebody get strengthened around me, I am strengthened. It's like church is that spiritual nest, your spiritual nest, the home where you come back and you find strength and encouragement. And you have to make sure that nest is really strong. And you have to play a role to make it strong. Don't think when you are strong, the church becomes strong. When the church is strong, you will be strong. And the thing that I want to talk about, this word encouragement, the Greek word in the New Testament for encouragement also means to comfort, to cheer up, to console, to speak in a friendly manner, and all that. And Jesus has used the noun form of this verb, encouragement or to comfort, when he called the Holy Spirit the comforter, the helper, the counselor. And that's the role the Holy Spirit plays. You know, that same Spirit lives in us, and he is always encouraging us. That means he can use us to encourage others as well, because that is his role. You know, he has many roles to help us witness, to help us testify, to be convicted of our sins, to understand what Jesus has taught, and all that. But he has many roles to play. One of the important roles that he plays in us and in the body of Christ is to encourage and comfort. Now, this word, the word comfort comes also from a Greek word, parakaleo, which is basically come aside, come beside somebody. You know, when we talk to somebody, we are actually, and when we are checking with somebody, how are you? The message that person gets it, oh, I'm not alone. There is somebody beside me. You know, that's so strengthening. Just simple phone call. You don't have to do much. The simple phone call to say, how are you, actually has so much fuel in it to strengthen a person. Because that person gets the understanding, I am not alone. There is somebody who is interested in me, to check on me, who is standing beside me. So this word is to call to one's side. And we have that role as Christians. You know, as the fullness of Christ dwells in the body of Christ, and that has to be reflected through us in this world, and that is possible when the church is stronger and stronger. And we have to make sure I do that work of strengthening. You know, don't think of few people like pastors and elders can do that job. They do, but they can only do to a certain extent. Is my voice clear? Is it
It's breaking in between, but it's more or less
clear. Yeah, I think my... Okay. Yeah, how is it now?
Yeah, sounds better.
Okay, I think my bandwidth became low in between. Now, encouragement is something we can do to each other, and we are going to help each other doing this. You know, there are a couple of things to know. In the Bible, in the New Testament, many one another phrases are used. Many, one another, okay? A couple of them I can just mention. There is one where we are told to love one another. John chapter 13, 34, 35. Welcome one another. Romans 15, 7. Confess your sins to one another, James 5, 16. And then in 1 Timothy 5, 11, it says, encourage one another. So this one another business is something that needs to be learned. And I realize in many churches, I'm sure every church, there are people who don't know what one another means. They only just come, they definitely say hi, bye, and all that. They definitely spend a few minutes while we are having socializing after this over a cup of tea. But that is not necessarily one another business. One another is where we are actually involved in lives. And that needs effort. That doesn't happen automatically. Because I attend that church every Sunday, I'm already involved in people's lives. No, you have to actually get to know each other more and more. And sometimes we are hesitant to... Will that person like my friendship? Will that person like me checking how are they and all that? No, we don't even know what Christ can do through us. Maybe that person actually needs somebody like you to talk to them. Everyone has a role in strengthening the body of Christ. And that is possible only here. Remember, now this is that... a small finger, the pinky we call. It looks like very insignificant finger, can't do much, but we know all of them have a role to play, and that's why God had made that finger as well. This finger may think, okay, what's significant I can do in the body? What significant work I can do in the body of Christ? You remember, you know, there's not much that is used with this finger, right? But along with others, it does a lot of work, along with others. And imagine this finger is not in this body. It is removed, cut off, surgically removed from this body. And the finger thinks, I don't necessarily be connected to the body. I can still be connected to Christ. You know, a lot of Christians think like that. That I don't need the body so much. I am definitely connected to Christ. I pray personally. I can, you know, have my quiet times. I can do my witnessing personally. I can worship him personally. And once in a while, I can go to church also and listen to a good word. Nowadays, that is available online also. So I don't necessarily need to be connected. Remember, the body of Christ, that phrase is not made by any theologian or any pastor. That is the word, the phrase that God himself has given in the Bible. So when we say body of Christ, that means it is a collective group of people where each one is connected to another. Now, if this finger doesn't want to be connected, it cannot be connected to the head, because the connection to the head is through the body. Every member of this body is connected to the head through the body, not in isolation, not individually. And we have to make sure that I get connected. I shouldn't be one who once in a while comes to church, but I am in the directory. People know about me. People know my name. And they will, you know, make sure that everything is fine with me in case something goes wrong with me and all that. No, there is a role that you have to play by being in the body. You cannot be isolated. There is nothing called a Christian who exists without the body of Christ. Because this is a spiritual mystery, the body, which actually even Jews couldn't understand. Most of the first century Christians came from Jewish background. So for them to grasp the mystery of the body itself was so difficult, because that kind of thing didn't exist in Judaism. But this is a mystery God has revealed through the apostles, that there is a mystical body, and that is called the body of Christ, of which Christ is the head, and we are part of it as Christians, and we encourage each other, strengthen each other. So if I have to go and get a burger, my taste buds want to eat burger, but it cannot get it unless my feet move to that place. My hands also do the job of making the payment, and my eyes are looking and seeing the price and whatever, and looking at what to pick and all that, what kind of burger to pick. So you see, all of us are working together for the body, for the good of the common good of the body. And the common good right now in 2021 that we can do, the bare minimum that we can do, is encourage each other. I mean, there is much more role, specific spiritual gifted roles that we all have to play. And many of you are already playing. But there is something we all can do for each other, is being people who can strengthen the body of Christ and encourage the people within this local unit, DBF Dwarka. And Lord, I know some of the church members who need encouragement. I know some church members who are down because of somebody sick in their family or extended family. Everything looks bleak because of lockdowns and all. Businesses are down. Their businesses are crashing, and they are anxious because of that. They are pulled down. Money to pay the fees for kids, or even enough to pay the rent of the house or whatever. There are many reasons the church members will be anxious in this time. And God in his wisdom has seen this day already, and he has allowed the church to go through such a time as this. He has allowed. And I believe one of the reasons he's allowed is this is the time he shapes his church. Beautifully he shapes it. I am sure, you know, since 2020, the church is more vibrant across the world. Now, we may think, okay, we are not even having physical meeting, but the vibrancy, the depth in faith, the improved because of what everyone is going through. And God uses all such times also to strengthen his church, shape his church, so that later through this church, he reflects his response to the world. So first and foremost, let's strengthen each other. And so probably you can have a similar assignment. I will not ask you to do 7. Pastor Chandran can tell you how many you can do. 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 or 7, whatever. You can just call up, simply call up a few people during this week. And it's a simple assignment. just to say, how are you? And they will definitely know you are calling because this assignment is given. But that's all right. In the beginning, it may feel awkward. It may look awkward, but this will break the ice and it will help you to do it more and more in the weeks to come. But in the beginning, let's take it as a training that this week I'm going to call 7 people or 5 people in my congregation and just call and ask, how are they doing? Is there something I can pray for? I mean, you can have your way, your own way, the way you talk. I'm just giving you what are the things you can talk and strengthen each other and build this spiritual nest in which you come and get your strength and comfort. Make, you know, somebody asked me at the end of the service, Pastor, what is the reward for doing this assignment? And I said, the reward is you will get a very strong nest. you are rewarding yourself. And of course, there is a reward in heaven. That's a different matter. While here, you are rewarding yourself by strengthening your own nest. And I'm telling you, this is a beautiful thing to do. Strengthening your nest, the nest where you find all the comfort and encouragement. Go and stand beside somebody who, I mean, don't even look for people who are going through a problem and then make a call. No. Just call anybody and everybody in the church. I'm not saying only those who are going through some difficult time or sickness or business problems. No. I'm telling you to call just anybody and everybody will be happy to get a call. You will be happy to get a call from somebody. And that is such so strengthening, you know, that helps me to realize, okay, I am not alone. There is somebody beside me. And then we are, as church together, can do great things for the body of Christ, universal body of Christ, and for the world at large. And may the Lord help each one of us to accomplish God's purpose through the Spirit of God who lives in us. Let's look to the Lord. Thank you, Father, for this church. And I pray, bless DB of Dwarka. You know the challenges, the times they are going through. You know the needs and concerns of every family and every individual in this church. I pray, Father, meet them at the point of their need and bless them, Father, abundantly. Lord, let them see your grace flowing through them, Lord. Use each one of them to strengthen the body in which you have placed them. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.